Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
Steve Butella here for Land Academy. Welcome to our Cash Flow from Land show. In this episode, Jill and I discuss the two deals that'll change your life as a real estate investor. Hey, Jill, I'm really glad that we're doing this show.
Hi.
And I intentionally asked you not to read the script because I wanted to pique your curiosity and because I hope that our listeners are a little curious about it too.
I am curious. So this is going to be really off the cuff.
Both of us have done two separate imperative deals in our real estate career, probably without even knowing it. I mean, I know what mine are. You know, and I'm wondering if you have any idea, this isn't a test or I'm not putting you on the spot. I'm just wondering if you, if there are two important deals that you've ever done that kind of changed it for you. Just imperative, like, oh, this is good.
I think I know one.
Go ahead.
Did it involve properties spread out among the country, pretty much handed to us because of past transactions with the person's father?
Yes, because I'll tell you what, I don't tell you what the second one is.
Was I right on that one?
Yeah, well, that's the one it is. You decided what it is.
The last name started with an A.
You decided what it is. Oh. That deal was for sure not the most profitable. I know the deals that you've done.
Uh-huh.
That deal was not the most profitable. But for some reason, it sticks out in your head, and I think I know why. So I'm just going to let the cat out of the bag here.
Right? Yeah, Kurt, what are you talking about?
Everybody in their real estate career, and I think probably in a professional capacity, when you work for yourself, has two occurrences that happen that really change the way that they think. Number one is the first deal that you do.
Mm.
So do you remember the first deal you did?
Yes.
Everybody does. Every single person remembers the very first deal that they did. They get the check or the money goes in. It's kind of like your first kiss. Everybody mm-hmm. remembers it.
Don't remember that. I actually don't. I'm sorry. I felt bad. I couldn't even tell you who it was. I said, but I know it wasn't you.
Jill.
We're 3 minutes in, your face is red.
You can't, if we scripted this show, it wouldn't be funny. Thank you, Jill. I'm super clear that I'm not your first guest. And now everybody else is.
In high school, they think they were my first kiss. Please let me know.
Oh my God.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, Jill.
I'm kidding.
Oh, no. You know, it's a good thing that kids don't listen to this.
Yes.
Maybe they do. No, there's no way.
There's no way. I wouldn't.
I would never listen to a parent.
No
a show of my parents
way. Had. Hated riding in the car.
They're forced to me.
Yeah.
Mommy, what does that mean? There's somebody right now that's happening. Kids are in the car seat in the back. Why are they laughing so much?
Exactly. Please explain. What was the topic?
So there's two deals that changes people's lives. And it's the first deal because, like I said, everybody remembers that. I remember every part of that first deal. And then the second deal, which changes your life. And for you, it was the A deal, we'll call it.
Mm-hmm.
Where this guy calls us out of the blue and says, I got a ton of property for you and I don't want any money for it because my dad, before he died, he did some business with you guys and he always had nice things to say.
So that's why it sticks out with me.
A ridiculous amount of money.
Well, you know, and it wasn't about the money that we made. It was just like a wow, good things happen.
Uh-huh.
You know, it was just a confirmation of, you know, going along the path, doing the right thing. You know, so we joke about buying things. I said this to someone the other day. I was on a consulting with someone and I said, you know, sure, we all talk about getting the best price, but more importantly, doing the right thing. And you are everybody's helping each other. I'm taking something off somebody's plate and I'm getting it for a good deal. And they're happy with it. You know, it's like if you're buying a used car, for example, you know, you're not going to, you want everybody to walk away happy. They feel like they got a good price. You feel like you got a good price. And that's what you want.
There's a tremendous amount of people out there who don't feel that way. I've done business with them. It's one of the reasons that I started this company.
About?
Because I was tired of getting in situations. I bought and sold and brokered long-term care facilities like nursing homes and stuff. And there were a series of transactions that I did very early on in my career where everybody was out to screw each other.
Oh.
There was no camaraderie at all. Oh. It was like, I'm going to get the best. I'm going to kick you when you're down. And when you're bloody, and then we're going to set the price, and it's going to be in my favor. Oh, I can't stand that.
No, that's not cool.
I will not. I would rather flip burgers.
Yeah. Is that the same people that think they get an award for working 80 hours a week?
I don't know.
All right.
It frustrated me to the point where, I just had to get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually one of the reasons I moved out west. That was material in that.
Oh, yeah. We don't think like that.
There's different cultures, man, all around the country. So my experience, and maybe other people have had different experiences, is that the further west you go, just the easier it is to get stuff done.
It's true. We are more relaxed about things like that, and so that's good.
Anyway, before we talk about Jill's early sex life any longer.
Oh, my gosh. Woo!
Hey, look, I don't care if that I wasn't here first.
You said kiss, only kiss.
Oh, did you take it that way?
It was kiss.
Oh, my gosh.
You meant
you
something
live
else?
Under a rock. That's what first kiss means. That's a nice way to say.
What?
That's what first kiss means. It doesn't mean kissing somebody in fifth grade.
No, girls remember their first kiss. Oh, most girls. Shoot. Oh, Steven.
Jesus, Jill. I don't remember my first literal kiss at all.
By the way, this is episode. Look at the number of this episode.
Okay, now it's PG-13.
Ooh, okay, anybody who's listening to us right now, you got to take a look at the number of this episode.
No, okay, they get it.
All right, anyway, I didn't even realize that. Okay, that's not. I literally thought you meant kiss. Everyone.
That's the difference between men and women, right?
Gosh.
One of the many.
Do we need to remind you that I grew up in Southern California, Steven, and I literally grew up right behind Disneyland. So when you say kiss, I think kiss.
I know.
I had a G-rated.
I know that now.
G-rated Beach Boys upbringing. So yeah. with you know, beach parties and campfires, and we really were having campfires and beach parties. So
yeah, I grew up in Detroit, and there was nothing pretty about it.
So, yeah. Oh, wow. I can't believe it just went there. Boy, I'm really glad that I saved myself with that one. All this time I was thinking kiss.
Oh, my gosh. I wonder if this will ever hit the air.
I am so embarrassed now. That was TMI about Jill.
Well, you did it yourself.
I meant kiss.
I said, do you remember your first kiss? And you're like, no, I don't remember it at all. I can't remember.
What other man code phrases do I not know?
Lots.
You know what? There's a laundry list of books I'm going to write, and apparently that's going to be one of them. I'm going to debunk some of these phrases for other women like me because I didn't know that. So, okay.
I've heard people use that phrase like this. He was my first kiss.
I really thought kiss.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard a woman say that?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, maybe now I'm thinking, you're getting me thinking that maybe they just mean kiss.
Yeah, they meant kiss.
Really?
Yeah, they meant kiss. If a woman says that, they mean kiss.
Okay.
I'm serious. Because women build all that up. We get all excited about our first kiss.
Okay.
I guess men get all excited about something differently.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's not a kiss. Oh my gosh.
Okay, anyway, before we continue down this path that can only end really poorly for me. That second deal is the one that really institutionalizes it for you. So what I really wanted to say, Jill, is that I don't care what happened to you. I just want to be like the last kiss, you know? That's my whole point. I don't care what your first kiss situation
I'm afraid
was.
To answer anything at this point because I might throw myself under some bus. And I don't want to do that.
The two deals that change everything in everybody's career is the very first one where you get that check or you get that deposit or you do it. And then the second deal, it's kind of up to you. My second deal was at a tax auction, strangely enough, where I purchased
was that the one I was at?
Yeah, 1,100 okay. properties. It was, you know, there was a – well, actually, I don't know. There's another second deal, but – The second deal for me that I made about almost $750,000 on it. It was a slew of properties that I bought from a real estate agent in northern Arizona, close to the Grand Canyon, for $175 a lot, and I sold them for close to $750,000 throughout, I don't know, the course of 6 months. What that did for me, and what the point of this podcast is, although it's really not. We got sidetracked. The point of this whole thing is there's a deal that institutionalizes it in every investor's head where, man, I got something here. There's something to this, and I'm going to now start thinking about quitting my job. That was a deal for me where I said, you know what, and I was working when that happened. Mm-hmm. I think that there's something to this, and if I actually spent all my time doing it, it would be, you know, I might be losing money just working at my regular job now. If I spent all my time doing this, I could probably make some more money and have a better life.
That was your turning point, like I had, where now I'm losing deals because I'm showing up for the day job,
uh-huh.
kind of, or whatever it is for
so,
you.
Was that a deal for you? Obviously a pivotal deal.
You know, that other one, because the other one that you were talking about, the mm-hmm. the one you started to mention before,
sure.
that.
1,100 units at a tax sale.
I didn't really understand I remember leaving the auction with you, and you were just like, couldn't contain yourself in the car. You know, your version of jumping up and down, you were doing that. And I didn't really understand it at that point. You did.
About $1.1 million that day, yeah. at that auction.
I didn't quite grasp that yet. All I knew is there was a stack of deeds. I mean, a couple inch high stack when they printed out that whole thing. We had to wait for them to print the whole thing out.
They had to put more paper.
It took an hour for them to print the whole thing out so we could leave after we paid for it. So, and I didn't understand it until later.
We bought about 1,100 properties for... I don't know, it was more than that, like 1,500. I don't remember exactly. Isn't that funny? Because I remember every detail of the Grand Canyon deal, but right. I don't remember every. And that's how my pivotal deal happened before that. But the pivotal deal for you wasn't that. Mm-mm. I think it was that A deal you just described. Something flipped your switch there.
It did, because it was just it was the way it came to us.
We did great on that, and I think you know what happened with that. They're in all different states. There's a couple of few 40-acre properties in there, and I think that, and we posted those like we teach. Mm-hmm. I mean, we got the property, we posted on the internet all throughout the places where like we were new.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't send it to our people,
right?
And I think that the response that it generated had to do something with why that may have been a pivotal deal with you, because mm-hmm. man, I mean,
I still get calls on.
There's a property on the ocean. There was a property on two riverfront properties. There's some huge acreage properties, ranches in Texas. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. what I'm saying. And I think that that might have solidified the fact that there's a lust for this product type.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, that was good. That's so funny.
Join us in another episode where Jill and I talk about her early sex activity.
Do not even go there.
I'm just joking.
No, wait. Can I say something before we stop the show? Because I've been meaning to say something.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to get it.
No.
I'm going to get hit over the head with headphones as soon as this is over.
No, it's about a free property winner. I've been meaning to announce him. So Ray Morganfield, and he already knows this. I put it on our website and I put it in Success Plant the other day. Announced, and it was within a couple hours that he reached right out to me and said, "Oh, that's me." Because he saw it on Success Plant. Uh-huh. So he was our December winner for a free property.
He's happy.
He's excited. He wrote a note like, whoever's idea that was to do that deserves a raise. And I wrote back and I said it was Steven's idea and I don't know if he's going to get a raise.
Yeah, I make the least amount of money of anybody here.
So,
hey, that's another thing. If you've never owned your own company, remember this. You're the last person to get paid every payday.
Oh,
it's true.
Yeah, I mean, that is true. I agree.
Everybody gets paid. I mean, we're long since so past that, but you know, it's just early on, it was like, well, I'm not, I only get paid this other way. I don't get paid like a paycheck with everybody.
Right. No, it's good. No, I'm just wondering if there's any other deals that really stuck out that were life changing too. So I wanted to say that about Ray. So that's good.
Yeah. I guess if you got a free property, I don't know.
Hey, that maybe that's Ray. Maybe that's going to be maybe. Ray's deal. Change his life.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
now we give away a property. Well, let's just tell them. We give away a property every single month. Go ahead, Jill.
Yeah, we do. We give away a free property every single month. All you have to do is go to our website, landacademy.com, sign up and download the free ebook. You don't even have to read it. And go and rate this show in iTunes. Doesn't matter how many stars, rate the show. And if you have a weird, funky name that I on your account, your iTunes account, that I can't quite tell who you are, just send me an email. Hey, Jill, you know, Beach Fanatic 123 is me, you know, just send me an email, jill@landacademy.com, and you will be in the drawing.
We also give properties away some of the time, not all the time, depending on what our inventory is like when you order a program.
Mm-hmm.
Vast majority of the time of the programs that we've sold have included free properties, and that might be somebody's pivotal, well, not pivotal, but it will be their first property.
That's true. Yeah, that's a good point. Giving away a property when we do that with our programs is great because every A, you get to get some cash right there, and B, you get to test it. And the member, all of our members that have that have said, thank you. We love it. It's like I have something in my inventory, so I can already get used to marketing. I can see what it's like.
And you offset the price of the program, too.
You know, yeah.
That's really what it's intended for.
Well, I think it's a learning.
Yeah.
It's a tool to learn how to do this. Now I have a property. I got to figure out, where is it? I got to go look at it. I own this thing. I got to get the deed recorded. You know, it's a little practice for our members, and it's wonderful.
You know, this just occurred to me. There is in the spirit of just having a very realistic company and not blowing a lot of smoke and having a realistic podcast, there were a couple of deals, few deals that changed my life in the other direction where, well, by the end of the deal, I said, I never want to do this again.
You're like, I'm out.
I weeded myself out, you know, and one of them was that last, with you, that last home renovation we completed.
Oh.
And while we made a great dollar amount, man, we cleared a ton of money on that. I remember this like it was yesterday, going to the title company, getting that check, just sitting in my car looking at it because it was a big check, and saying, you know what, it's not worth it.
Yes.
I never want to do this again. I never want to renovate houses.
You know what, Stephen? Thank you for bringing that up. Two deals that will change your life. They're not always good. Sometimes they're bad, and it makes you make a different decision.
Have you had anything like that, or is it all just peaches and cream and Disneyland in your head?
Yeah, I know.
You really haven't?
I can't think of one because, you know, that's just me, though. We laugh about it, but it's true. I'll find something positive about it. Okay, so I liked when we did the renovations for different reasons, but you're right. At the end of the day, that deal also changed it for me because it was the time and energy, as much as I enjoyed it, the time and the energy that I put into it and living at that renovation, because I was a designer, was just, we make so much more money doing our land things, and it's so much easier, and I have so much more free time. So,
and wholesaling houses. So what we did after that was I didn't interrupt you, did I?
No, it's okay.
You know, you implement the same situation, which we do here all the time. We don't talk about it. We are going to release a new podcast here soon that's going to encompass not just land, but doing this for houses, because what we do here, and we don't talk about it a lot because it is harder. It's not as easy as land, is sending the same type of mailer out to really targeted neighborhoods and buying houses this way, and then just shoving them immediately off, even before the deal's done, with no money in, shoving the deals off to other people who have that renovation gene that I'm clearly missing.
If you get one or two flippers in your back pocket,
same handful of guys for a lot of years,
that will keep you in business forever.
They love it.
They are struggling.
They love you.
Finding renovations. We all know the saying, it's true. If it hits the MLS, it's too late.
It's over, yeah.
Yeah. So, so if it's out there online, you know, if it's advertised online as a smoking deal, pick this up to renovate it, it's not that smoking of a deal. So, but for the, to get a phone call or an email from you because you just sourced and found this home in this neighborhood, they will love it.
Yeah.
They'll start putting in orders.
I've had to ask all the people that we do transactions with like that. I've had to ask them once or twice since we started doing it to stop calling me. When I have properties, I'll let you know, but I can't take 3 phone calls a day from you because you're dying for, and none of them, no one's, you know what's interesting?
Yeah.
This show is open to the public. They could listen to this. They could get our package and go learn how to buy these properties themselves.
They don't want to.
Why is that, Jill?
They don't want
to. It cracks me up.
It's
so easy.
I know. I have a number of buyers that are the same way on our land side, and I don't.
They don't want to.
They'd rather say, hey, Jill, can you go find me some 10s in this county and that have this? Okay.
I don't get it. I mean, I love it. I shouldn't complain. I'm not complaining.
Perfect.
It's just that I love data. That's what it is. And I don't know.
Maybe they're afraid of that.
I love computers and data and stuff.
Maybe they're a little overwhelmed by that.
Mm-hmm.
We have a few members that's their thing too. They're trying to, they want to buy from me, but right now I'm really low on inventory. So I wonder if I should start. Well, we're going to put that sales thing together. What? Oh,
crack me up.
I just had a good idea.
The thing that when Jill gets, you know how people, some cartoon character gets a light bulb over their head? Hit the rewind button and listen to Jill go, do it again for us. Can you do it?
So we just thought of this on our
it's
weekly
like a
call.
Jill, it's a cute little thing that
you
do.
Thank you. I'm putting
it's
this.
It's like a cute little idiosyncratic thing that only you do. You're the only person on the planet that does it.
I am writing this down. We need a Success Plant sales arena that we can put in there this kind of thing because I have deals come to me that I don't want to do. They're not my thing. I'd love to give them to our members. I have members that could work with other members because some members want to sell. Some members only want to sell. Some members maybe only want to buy.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Everybody can help each other. Yep.
And that's actually on my to-do list too, but I can't get my head around how to
keep it private.
To fairly implement it. Because it's going to be private when we launch this thing.
Right.
So I don't know.
I think it's first come, first serve.
Yeah, you just click on it and that's it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's not going to be a lottery.
What if you just click on it and then it doesn't happen? You just put it back up there? See what I'm saying? There's a lot of variables.
Oh, I think it's just going to be,
I'm all for it, by the way. I just don't.
Here's what I see. A virtual bulletin board.
Yeah, like in school when I'm going to drive to Tucson and if you want to help pay for the gas, jump in.
Yes.
So how'd that work for, I have a buyer in Oklahoma.
Bulletin board.
I sold out of my properties in Oklahoma. I got a super awesome buyer and he wants 5-acre properties in Latimer County.
Done. And then somebody's going to go, I have some or I'll go get them.
And what do you do? Like orchestrate how you work out the money and all that stuff?
They do
it
that.
Themselves?
Oh, yeah.
That's not a bad idea at all.
Mm-hmm. And like, and then, I'm going to say.
And then it just stays up there. What if the deal's all done and it just stays up there? I'm just playing devil's. I'm not.
We'll figure out a way that they pull it down and it's now it's so we don't get 18, you know, or they don't get, well, you know what? They'll make a way. Whoever posts it, pulls it down.
Yeah,
when
they get tired of getting calls and the deal's done.
Right. Because they're going to. Right. Well, here's another example. I'm going to put up there things like, hey, guys, because this happens to me every single day. I get a call from people that want to sell me something and it's too small of a deal for me right now. I don't want to spend the time on.
Please.
I have 2 2.5 acre. I can right now got this call yesterday. 2 2.5 acre parcels in a county here in Arizona. Not a big off I-40. That's all I'm going to say about it.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing that I really think I'm going to pull off. We'll talk.
How much are they? I don't know, Steve.
I do know the answer. Do you want me to say it?
No, say it. How much are they?
Oh, I can get them for $500 each.
Are they? Did you even get to the mapping point?
I have that. Yes.
You looked it up on the map.
I totally did. I just why I was on the phone.
Why don't you? It's just
well,
the
it's
time.
Too small. It's weird.
Is it the same seller?
Excuse me. It's the same seller. Yes. Well, hold on a moment. You're like, why would I give those away? I may or may. I'm just giving out an example.
Anyway, we got sidetracked. So this is where we are in our life. you have two and a half acre properties mm-hmm. in northern Arizona mm-hmm. for $1,000 each. Mm-hmm. They're contiguous and they have access, and we don't have time to do the deal.
This is one example.
So
I'm not going to definitely pass it.
I'm not criticizing you, not even
1%. But I might have something like that, that at some point I would pass that. I put it on the virtual bulletin board. We're not going to get into it.
No, I think it's great. I love your idea.
I would put stuff like that on the virtual bulletin board and let one of our members have it.
And you have to be a member to be involved in that.
Correct.
You can see it.
You can see it.
But if you're not a member.
You don't have it. You do not get the details. You don't get the phone number.
I love this idea.
I have the phone number. I have the guy's information. I've got the APNs. I've looked them up. There's access. That's my thing. We can do this with our people and everybody wins. Ta-da.
I think it's a fantastic idea.
Okay.
And I'm going to look into it. It's on my list now for real.
Okay.
Great example. Join us in the next episode where Jill and I discuss your all-important success in land investment and in life. I still can't get over what that guy said yesterday.
Well,
he's listening to our show because we're happy and buys our stuff.
Now they're going to listen to our show for different reasons. And we're not going to go down that path again. This is going to be one of those...
Oh my gosh. Let's go buy some property.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
Landacademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.